the blades. In the new world, as the goddess dictated, each time a man touched a woman against her will, each time he exposed himself, each time he whistled, dropped something in her drink, photographed her in secret, she sprouted a wing from her spine. Not feathered like birds or angels, not cellular, translucent, veined like dragonflies, but a wing like a blade, like a sword hammered flat, thin as paper, one wing per wrong. At first, the women lamented, all their dresses needed altering, their blankets shredded, their own hair sliced off like a whisper if it grew down their backs. And those misused by fathers, bosses, drunken strangers, evening after evening, were blade-ridden, their statures curved downward like sorrow under such weight. But this was not the old world of red letters or mouthfuls of unspoken names, not the old world of women folded around their secrets like envelopes, of stark rooms where men asked what they'd done to deserve this. And the goddess whispered to the women in their dreams, and they awakened, startled, and knew the truth. They pinned up their hair, walked out into the morning, their blades glittering in the sun, sistering them to each other. They searched for the woman with the most blades, found her unable to stand, left for dead, nearly crushed beneath the blade's weight. They called her queen. They lifted her with hands gentle as questions, flung her into the air, saw her snap straight, beat the wings at last. And they followed her, a swarm of them, terrible and thrumming, to put the blades to use.